Let's learn how to leverage Instagram in 2025. And most importantly, how to have fun and enjoy what we are creating. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. I have something so cool for you. I want to give you access to my free training, How to Attract the Right Client into Your Business in 2024 without depending on the algorithm only. If you are an expert in your field, you know that growing your business means attracting the right client who seeks what you have to offer. Unfortunately, most struggling entrepreneurs are focusing on crafting their offer first, but without knowing how to attract the right client, you will create content for months without getting paid. Ready to take control of the outcome and save valuable time? The link is in the show notes. Welcome back, friends. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. I'm so excited you are here today to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. Today, I'm breaking down for you and giving you the necessary industry insights on how to leverage Instagram in 2025, where everyone's saying it's not working and people are burning themselves out and not seeing the results they want to see. I've seen many people go. I've seen so many new accounts trying hard and then just disappear. Some of them came back stronger. Some of them never. And I understand that problem when you try hard to achieve, when you try hard and you give it all and you create and you do what everyone is telling you to do and you implement and yet you do not see the results you want to see. I want to encourage you to stay a little bit longer and shift with me some perspectives that will make your thinking, your doing, your entire being so much more easier and so much more what is you. You, what is you, the way you think, what you do, and who you are, is going to be essential in 2025 to break through the noise. Let's look a few years back. Let's look at the last year, beginning of 2024. Everyone was told to position you as the incredible expert in your industry or in your niche, which is not too wrong in 2025. But positioning yourself as an expert at saying exactly what you are here for and showing us what transformation you can deliver, it's so important, and it doesn't really interest us in 2025 unless it's written in your bio. Where we were teaching people on social media on how to do XYZ and the three ways on how to ditch limiting beliefs, five ways to lose body weight, it seems that the world is a little tired of it, if not bored. I'm not saying that this information is not necessarily relevant. It is important to educate. And the reason why you are here is because there are still so many people who are seeking what you have to offer. They need your help, but they no longer want to be taught three ways how to do it. The reason for that is because so many people have been trying to implement and didn't have the motivation, the accountability, or the necessary tools to do so and didn't seek help. So, you know, if you fail a couple of times trying three ways of doing something and then you try another three ways of doing something and the third time it's still not working, you might be just thinking, you know what, leave me alone. And on the other hand, it's just too little entertaining. We need to change what we do, how we do it, how we show up, and I will teach you in a moment how to do that. It's going to be easy, and remember what I said right in the beginning. It's going to be fun, and I want you to enjoy 2005 on social media and on Instagram. I had a little, hate-love relationship over the past months with Instagram, although it's my all over preferred platform. I had so much fun on there. I learned so much. I learned how to bring my message across of what I'm doing and the transformation I bring in, and that I want to help people stop playing small with their potential and build the business and life they desire and how to do this. But at some point, when everybody started shouting, and the noise was getting louder and louder and louder on how to do it differently, how to do it better, how to do it to go viral, how to do whatever they told us to do. And you just hear noise. And in the end, I had a hard time believing what will and what will not work, simply because I've seen so many people doing what was recommended and not succeeding. And when I was observing what people do, other influencers, business accounts, coaches, I noticed that content, I call it quick content, short reels that just give you almost nothing, the way I experience it. Short reels where there's no information, there's no story, it's something silly or that I think is silly, short. And that just showed me that no matter how much value you want to bring to the world doesn't seem to have the right attention span to consume it, really. It made me angry. And then the reach went down because, as it seemed, Meta wanted to make more money. Well, it's their right to do so. They wanted to have people pay for ads and to do things probably differently, to keep those people longer on the platform, which makes total sense. I mean, why not? Wouldn't you do the same if you would run the business? Wouldn't you like to make money? I would. So we need to get out, and I also needed to swallow and say, like, okay, I can't blame Instagram for it, for doing what it's doing. Instagram is doing Instagram, but I need to do me. And I decided for myself that I cannot buy into those, you know, dancing reels and things that don't really fit my niche. I mean, I did a few in bikini reels, which represents totally my lifestyle. I love my new Caribbean life. I loved my life in Greece. This is the reason why I left my hometown, and I'm embracing it and living it every single day. But I just thought, you know what? Bikini photos are sort of not my thing, and dancing is not my thing. And then I thought everything else I deliver is so damn serious. I was struggling with that. I was struggling to create that quick content that people wanted to consume and look at. And if you have seen it, you will agree with me. There is dancers, children, and pets that perform very, very, very well, no matter in what context you put them. So now, I'm not in for dancing. And please remind me or hold me accountable. If you ever see me dance on Instagram, send me a message. I want to hear from you. By the way, it doesn't count if I would be dancing in a crowd and somebody filming. That doesn't count, right? That's going out. But I mean, really going for a reel and dancing. I don't have children. And although I would love to have a pet, I currently travel too much. So I won't have a pet anytime soon. So it's only me creating this. And well, I thought, cool, you've got nothing that is cool that Instagram likes or the people on Instagram like, and you don't want to dance and you don't want to show bikini photos. What you gonna do? And honestly, I decided to be me. I decided to spread my message the way I do. The way I want to do it might appear sometimes too serious, but honestly, I think my topic is serious. It is so serious. If you are playing small with your potential, knowing deeply that you can do so much more in life than you are doing, and the only thing holding you back is what other people think of you and that you might not succeed, and all that fear and crap. I think this is very important, because everywhere I go, I see people playing small. Everywhere I have a conversation with someone and see people's eyes just going big and lit up when they speak about what they would like to be doing instead of what they do. I think this is very serious, and I'm taking it very serious, and I'm going to be doing me. So, how to leverage now social media for 2025? If you don't have children, maybe you don't have pets, maybe you don't want to be silly if this doesn't resonate with your brand. What to do and how to do it? Number one, people don't want to be directly taught anymore. So the transformation you deliver, you need to deliver through stories. This sounds super challenging because on top of that, you need to make it short. You need to make it juicy. You need to make them watch. And I want to go away from all those use my hooks and this hook will bring you a million views. I am desiring for you to use your hooks. And the best thing to do is to start prescribing your reel you want to film shortly. And often we give away our message already in the first part. And then we start explaining in the second part, which is rather boring and nobody watches it because you have given away the juicy thing already in the beginning. So write it down as you would be saying it and then just flip. Just put the explanation part of what you're gonna be talking about and why this is important in the first part and solve it later. People will be just so much longer watching your content. Number two, what we are gonna be doing is sharing our thoughts. It is not enough anymore to break through the noise to be an incredible expert. The world is looking and seeking thought leaders. The world needs you. The world needs your work, but they will not have a chance to connect with you if you are playing small and you are not sharing your thoughts the way you think them. I know ChatGPT is a great helper in so many ways, but if you are just starting out, I am asking you to drop that app before you have your brand voice, before you know what you stand for, who you are, what your words are that you want to be using to grow your brand. I want you to ditch ChatGPT for the reason because you will sound like everybody else and not like you. And the other thing is what 2025 will require us is going to be brave to share what is yours, what your people need to hear, in your words, deliver the transformation and stop wanting to be there for everyone, thinking about hurting someone, thinking about your family, what they might want to say, or if they have another opinion, your friends who might be thinking differently. We need to ditch that. It is time to rise. It is time to stop hiding under a rock and trying to make everyone happy. It might have worked so and so the past years, but to break through the noise, you gotta stand out. And the only way how you can stand out is by being unapologetically you. That's it. What to share? I want to tell you now that you will see people sell on Instagram their offers and services, but it's not going to be loaded with sales anymore. Email marketing is the thing to go about in 2025. If you don't have an email list yet and you haven't started growing an email list, this is your time. The link to my free course is in the show notes. It is bite-sized, it is juicy, it is short, it is a step-by-step approach that will get you there with no time waste. And you will find on Instagram people selling their offers, obviously, because why would you just not do it? Because you have an engaged channel. Why would you leave that out? But mostly sales and nurturing your new leads is going to happen over email marketing. This is your invitation to go there and create a freaking amazing freebie that everybody wants and get yourself the chance to be in touch with your people on a space that is not borrowed, that is not made us, but yours, in a space where you have to write one personal message and you can reach all of them instead of sending a gazillion messages on Instagram and then losing overview. Because once you have your data and you grow an email list, you have a platform that does all the data for you. Isn't it amazing how we can save time? If we are not seizing our opportunities, we are losing. And it is important to stay on track and do what the world is doing. To make money, to be efficient, to save yourself time and the extra work and the detours. And what we will be sharing on social media is going to be less sales, but stories, transformations, your point of view and how this can help them. And here I'm inviting you to think differently. I want you to think differently in a way when you create. Who is resonating with this piece of content? Is it you personally? Are you doing this for you? Or are you helping someone see themselves in what you are saying? Ask yourself every time the question you create a piece, make sure people see themselves in the story you are telling. This will be your brand identity. And I think it's so important to grow a brand on social media nowadays. We all need it. And number two is going to be a freebie promotion. That's it. That's all we will do on social media. Being you, being the thought leader rather than the expert, growing your brand identity. So that is not what you do necessarily, but who you are and what you stand for, because this is also the main reason why people are staying with you and buying from you, and promoting your freebie to grow your email list. That's it. Doesn't that sound like great? Simplicity is the new word for 2025. There is one more shift. I wanna invite you to follow along with me to make your life easier. The world has been shouting about engagement. Engagement, followers, views, likes, comments. And we have lost, by chasing the number game, we have lost the connection to our people. Community is key. Relationships are key. In a world of automatization, the world wants you. It is okay to implement ManyChat if you have an engaged audience and have them have their freebie sent automatically. That's fine. But without you being there and connecting and replying to those comments and actively searching for new leads and to connect with new people in a meaningful way and build that community on there, it won't work. So I want to shift the perspective from engagement into answering questions. I want to go from engagement in being of service to your community. I want to go away from engagement and spark inspiration for conversations with real people, with real emotions, with real needs. How does that sound? So every time you now open up that app, you'll be like, wow, I'm gonna go and see who I can help today, who I can be in service of. What conversation can I spark today? What questions can I ask them? And the good thing is, once you manage that, you will get loads of comments. And this also shows Instagram that people like what you are doing and show your content more. Reels and posts equally. This is an industry insider, by the way. The thing is that you need to be the person sparking those conversations. Replying with emojis, basically saying I don't care. Replying to with a thank you might not be enough. going all in and offering them your offer is also not a cool thing. But have those conversations as you would be speaking to a friend. This is going to be my 2025. I'm going to double down on this community that is you. If you're not following me yet on Instagram, head over to IvanaIvanek_. You will find me there. My DMs are always open for questions. Anything that I can answer quickly, I'm here for you. You want to have a short chat? I'm here for you. You want to know more of what I'm up to? I'm here for you. And don't be worried if you do not reach the numbers the world is shouting you should be reaching. If you have only 100 people who are your fans, who love what you are doing on your email list, you are a winner in 2025. I also heard from industry leaders that more and more people are looking to collaborate with smaller accounts with engaged audiences. Because just having 100K on there doesn't give you the views you want to have. It is more about who has the audiences, who has that community who loves to chat around there. So, for 2025, I desire for you to stop playing small, hiding under a rock, because you know that all you need to succeed is already within you, and it's time to dig that up. If you like the podcast and you learned something from it, share it with a friend, click that stars on Spotify, share a review on Apple Podcasts, because only this way we can reach more people who are ready to step into their next chapter and stop playing small with their potential. I'll meet you here next week. Tired of programs that leave you feeling the same? Rewire is Breathing Space's 12-week journey to unlock your true potential through breathwork. Wouldn't it be incredible to experience transformation that awakens your most authentic self and supports you on your business journey? Imagine being supported by your breath and deeply connected to your purpose. Daily breathwork practices and deep release sessions, this is the thing that changes everything. Ready to step into your power? Find the link to join Rewire in the show notes and get the 33% off as thank you for being a valued member of this fabulous community.